हरे कृष्णा। आवर माइंड इज लाइक अ वेरी सरीन लेक विच हैज अ क्रिस्टल क्लियर वाटर, सो क्लियर दैट इवन द पेबल्स एट द बॉटम ऑफ द वाटर कैन बी सीन। सिमिलरली द माइंड कैन बी सो काम कूल कलेक्टेड एंड इन सच अ सरीन माइंड one can relish the beauty and sweetness of spiritual life. But if one meddles with the sensual and mental material desires of the mind, or if one makes trivial matters in life into serious matters, getting into fights and quarrels, then this serene lake gets meddled up and messed up and becomes like a muddy pool of water. When there's a muddy pool of water, you cannot see anything below. It becomes unclean. Therefore, you will see when Yamadutas met their master, Lord Yama, Yamaraj, they were in a very angry mood. They were actually angry with Vishnudutas that these people have cut our nose and driven us away. So they wanted to take revenge by bringing them in front of Yamaraj and get them punished by him. At the same time, they were also very unhappy with their master, Yamaraj, you know, whose authority was of no value to them, because they were insulted by somebody who didn't care for the authority of Yamaraj. So they spoke in an insulting way to their master, denigrating his position also. And this is the reason why Yamadutas could not take advantage of the sermons on the glories of the holy name given by Vishnudutas. Vishnudutas spoke almost 12 verses, 12 shlokas or so, delineating the glories of the holy name. Two parties heard it. One was the Yamadutas heard it. Ajamila also heard it. But Ajamila immensely benefited because he heard in a helpless mood. While the Yamadutas, their ego was, their mind was bitten by the serpent of false ego, because of which their ahankara was twisted. So their whole thought process went to the point of revenge and proving themselves right, so they could not hear the glories of the holy name. Whereas Ajamila benefited and went back to Godhead. In the same manner, when Yamadutas came to Yamaraj, while complaining about Vishnudutas, they told, "What do you think about these people? This sinful Ajamila, Narayana iti." Like that, he said one word. For that sake, they could cut off the Yamapash and drive us away. So when they spoke like this, Yamaraj heard that one word, Narayana. And he smiled joyfully. Just see the status of consciousness of Yamaraj. Although they spoke in insulting way to their master, the master did not have any ego problem. He didn't mind it. He was only concerned about that one spiritual word they spoke, that they uttered the word Narayana, because he was spiritually oriented. His Yamaraja's mind was not meddled up with anything messy, neither were there sensual, emotional, material desires, nor he was fighting over trivial issues. He was completely absorbed in the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, remembering him. Because of that, as soon as that one word entered the ears, immediately it grew up like a flagrant fire, just like you put a small spark of fire in petrol, immediately it grows very fast. So the pure devotee's consciousness is like that petrol which is just waiting for one spark of fire to grow immediately. And he didn't bother about whether somebody respected him or insulted him, whether somebody recognized his authority or didn't recognize his authority. He was only concerned about the Lord. On the other hand, Yamadutas being covered over by their own false ego and by their own position, they could not listen. So it's a good lesson for all of us. It is in our spiritual interest that we keep our lake of our mind serene and calm and clear, and not get it messed up by the muddy pool of material desires or by our false ego. Then the holy name will be heard, the holy name will spiritually agitate us and awaken us, and the holy name will give us the sweet experience of relationship with Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.